WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Let's give you the starting lineups for Rock Island. Megan Sheely and Mimi Neely will be at the guards. Sheely a 5'7 junior, Neely a 5'5 senior. The center, Shatoya Burnett, a 5'9 senior. Genesis Johnson at one forward. She's a 5'11 senior. Amy Myers at the other. She's a 5'8 senior. For the Streaks, Bailey Boyer, Whitney Daler, Jessica Howard at the guards. Jamie Johnson in the middle. Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and we're ready to go. At center court, the Streaks are going to be wearing their black uniforms tonight, and Rock Island will be wearing their white, even though Galesburg is the higher-seeded team. Rock Island wins the tip into the front court. Genesis Johnson, right side to Sheely, now to Burnett. She's guarded by Baker, now to Meyer on the near side. Tipped away almost by Baker, but they got it to Burnett in the far left corner. Rock Island going from right to left on your dial. High post to Genesis Johnson now, into Burnett. Turnaround jumper from 14, no good. The rebound put right back up by Johnson, and it's good. Genesis Johnson took it away from Pacheco. The offensive rebound in the hoop, 2-0 Rock Island. Here's Bailey Boyer into the front court to Baker. High post now to Pacheco. She spins on her pivot foot, guarded by Genesis Johnson. Gets it back out to Daler. Now on the right side, Pacheco. Pacheco now spins, drive the right side. Pacheco back out now to Daler. On top of the key, Baker, back door to Pacheco. She'll put it up no good, but she'll be fouled by Johnson.
Great entry pass right there by Sarah Baker. She was able to find Pacheco coming off the portion of the offense where she takes. She drops down to the post area, goes from block to block off a screen and opens up for the pass. So good job by Sarah Baker to find Pacheco, and good job by Shelby to make herself big and catch that ball.
Pacheco, a 70% free throw shooter, makes the first. Genesis Johnson fouled out of the first, the first game here, she fouled out for Rock Island. And Pacheco misses the second. It's 2-1 in favor of the Rocks, 6:59 to go first quarter. Into the front court, Mimi Neely, now to Burnett. She had it tipped away by Baker, but it went right back to her. Center court, goes to the right side to Neely. Mimi Neely back to Amy Myers. Myers here in front of us, now goes to Sheely on the right side. Now to Burnett between the circles, with Baker draped on her. To Myers near side, drives against Howard, gets it inside now to Sarita Goldsmith, but she traveled. Goldsmith came in for Genesis Johnson, and she walks.
Well, and I think Coach Hoover's worried about Genesis Johnson getting into early foul trouble, so he's going to sit her, let her think about it for a minute, and then bring it back.
Back into the front court now comes Galesburg, but we're going to travel against the Streaks.
Well, Bailey Boyer right there shuffling the pivot foot. She was looking for a pass. You talked with Coach in the pregame show. It's Rock Island's priority to meet Bailey at the center court line and really pressure. She's got to be ready for it.
Here's Goldsmith here in front of us, near side to Sheely, into Burnett. She goes in the lane, hook shot up and through. Shatoya Burnett right over Baker, and it's 4-1 in favor of Rock Island. Right side, Daler. She's going to be tied up by Amy Myers. Myers just reached around her, got a hand on the ball, and on the alternating possession, it'll belong to the Streaks.
When you catch the ball like that, Jim, you want to be stronger with it and keep your elbows out so you don't allow that girl to put her hand in there.
Triggered in now by Howard. She got the ball into Baker. Sarah Baker now will dribble against Burnett, drives the side, all the way to the basket, goes right inside, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called. I think they'll get Sarita Goldsmith for this one.
Jim, if the Streaks are going to line up, and if Rock Island's going to line up in a man-to-man against the Streaks, I look for a lot more ball handling by Sarah Baker, because it looks like they're going to put Shatoya Burnett on her, and I think Sarah can blow by her every time to the hoop. I'd look for some ball screens or some ISO to give her an opportunity to go by Shatoya Burnett.
Baker at the line. As Genesis Johnson comes back in, Sarita Goldsmith out. 54% free throw shooter is Sarah Baker. Second one on the way. She made the first, missed the second. 4-2 in favor of Rock Island. The Streaks the other night were 15 of 16 from the free throw line. Amy Myers now gets it to Burnett. Right side Megan Sheely gets it inside to Johnson. And Johnson drove right down the right side of the paint and puts it up and through. Genesis Johnson has 4. 6-2 in favor of Rock Island. Now we're going to get a carry called against the Streaks.
Well, right there, Sarah's getting, I think, sees the matchup that she has and the advantage she has off the dribble, but she can't look to do it all herself. She's still got to be looking in the flow of the offense to get those drives.
Maddie Boyer along with Jamie Johnson in for Galesburg. Into the front court, Megan Sheely for Rock Island. They lead it by 4. Here's a three-pointer by Neely. Good! Mimi Neely from the left corner with the 3, and it's 9-2, Lady Rocks. Now it's thrown out of bounds, but they say it went off of a Rock Island player. Galesburg will control in the front court.
This is a little bit of a spurt for the Rock Island. The Streaks have to slow down, settle down, and not let themselves fall victim to a long Rock Island run here.
Comes into Maddie Boyer. She's at the right corner. To Johnson. Turnaround jumper, air ball. The rebound underneath controlled by Genesis Johnson. Outlet pass to Mimi Neely. Here come the Lady Rocks. They lead by 7. 5:11 to go, first quarter. High right side, Sheely. Now in the corner to Neely, to Sheely. Near side now to Myers, high left wing. Now in the left corner. Gets it to Neely. That's where she hit the 3 before. To Genesis Johnson. Now to Sheely. Sheely looks inside. Now comes back to Neely. She'll take the 3-pointer. Good. Over Bailey Boyer. 2 straight threes for Mimi Neely. Let's see if Massey calls time here. Into the front court comes Jamie Johnson. Johnson on the left side. Massey wants play number 2 to Pacheco. Top of the key. The Streaks down by 10. Left side now to Howard. Howard's going to take the 3-pointer for Galesburg. No. The rebound, though, comes out and is picked up by Megan Sheely of Rock Island. Outlet pass now in the backcourt. Goes to Mimi Neely. Back on the attack comes Rock Island. To Myers here in front of us. 12-2 Rock Island. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Sheely now to the top of the key. Gets the ball to Burnett. Right side now to Sheely. Sheely now inside to Goldsmith. Right around Pacheco. Puts it up, no good. But the rebound went off the side of the backboard. Shelby pulled it down to Bailey Boyer. Going to the front court as Boyer tried to get it to Boyer, Maddie Boyer, and it was tipped out of bounds by Mimi Neely.
Well, right now the Streaks need a basket. They've gone a long time now without even scoring. They don't even have a field goal in the game. They need to set up a play here to get it inside.
We're going to get a timeout called, a 30-second timeout by Evan Massey. 4:07 to go in the first quarter, 12-2 Rock Island. Megan Young did not advance in the three-point shootout before this game tonight. Advancing was A.J. Ledbetter of Alleman, who had 11 three-pointers. Abby Ledford of Alleman, who also had 11. Claire Weiss of Geneseo, who had 7 three-pointers. And then Ansley DeVries was in a two-way tie. And she won the tiebreaker. And so Ansley DeVries will be going to Metamora in that three-point showdown next Monday night.
Jim, The Streaks have looked a little tentative on offense, but they haven't been able to run it. They're getting a lot of man-to-man ball pressure, so they have to set some crisper screens and start looking for some backdoor cuts.
I thought Johnson's air ball was the scariest thing I've seen so far. Howard gets it into Pacheco. Pacheco now will drive the left side for the Streaks. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Field goals. The Galesburg Streaks are field goalless. Johnson top of the key for Galesburg, now to Pacheco. She's high right side, now on the dribble around the three-point line, guarded by Burnett to Johnson. Man-to-man defense by Rock Island. Here's Johnson driving inside, and we're going to get a travel. As she ran right in that time to Sarita Goldsmith, I didn't see any travel, but it was called by Kevin Armstrong of Peoria.
Definitely looked like she kept the pivot foot, but regardless, the Streaks are disorganized on offense. Bailey Boyer is just kind of running around right now and bringing her defender to the ball. She's done it 3 times in the last 3 possessions. She's got to run the offense however it's designed.
Here's the pass down the left baseline to Neely. Back out to Myers. She dribbles inside. Gets the ball to Burnett, but Burnett goes through two or three girls and travels with the ball, and she gets a big smile on her face. She's the one who called the Silver Streaks out in the Rock Island Argus on Wednesday morning. Back in the attack comes Galesburg. Here's Johnson into the front court. Bounce pass now to Pacheco. Now to get it to Maddie Boyer. Between the rings. Left side to Howard. She battled Sheely for the ball. It was a lazy pass, but it gets back out to Boyer. Boyer's going to try the right side as they clear it out. She'll drive inside, and it's blocked underneath by Sarita Goldsmith. Outlet pass to Mimi Neely. Oh, the Streak can't do anything right. They trail by 10. 2:57 to go first quarter. Here comes Mimi Neely into the front court to Goldsmith. Left side, Amy Myers, guarded by Howard. Back out now to Shatoya Burnett. Burnett for the Lady Rocks, guarded by Jamie Johnson. Gets it to Mimi Neely. Right side, Sheely. Sheely holds the ball up over her head. High right wing now to Myers. Inside to Burnett. She'll put it up no good, but she's going to be fouled on the shot.
Well, right there, Shatoya Burnett's been trying to set up the backside lob all game. She finally was able to get one. The Streaks have to realize that, and if they're going to double down, you have to double down quick enough to try to jar that ball loose.
The foul is against Pacheco, her first, the first on the Silver Streaks. Two free throws now for Shatoya Burnett, and this one's perfect. She has 3 points in the game, makes it 13-2. Pacheco is going to go out along with Bailey Boyer. Whitney Daler back in for the Streaks, along with Sarah Baker. We'll have Patricia Harris come into the game, replacing Mimi Neely for Rock Island. One more free throw for the 5'9 senior, Shatoya Burnett. Here it is, and it's good.
Well, good form right there, and she's able to just string both of those. But the Streaks have got to start finding a way to get some offense. 2 points in, and we're going to get a timeout. 5.5 minutes, the Streaks have only mustered 2 points. And coach is going to want a 30 here to talk things over.
Maddie Boyer came over the timeline, was looking for somebody to throw it to, but the only person was Sarah Baker. She was in the backcourt, and so Massey saw that they were going to get a 5-second call, so immediately called the 30-second timeout.
Well, this man-to-man defense by Rock Island is really pushing the Streaks out. We've seen this in games prior. Usually we see the Streaks deal or struggle with a zone in this respect, but because Rock Island's putting so much pressure, it's pushing the guards farther and farther away from the three-point line. So when they start their offense, they can't get a good flow because their passing lanes are too long.
Well, we saw them practicing a little bit before the game, and that's exactly what they were doing, is they were meeting the guards as soon as they came over the 10-second line, and that's what we saw there with Maddie Boyer having trouble as she was going to be get a 5-second call, but Massey called the timeout to save her. Now here's Boyer, gets it now to Sarah Baker, to Daler. Daler on the left side, guarded by Amy Myers. Bounce pass to Sarah Baker. Cross-court pass now to Maddie. Maddie in the right corner. She dribbles out of danger. Gets some help from Howard. Now drives the basket. Puts it up no good, but a foul's going to be called.
Well, we knew the Streaks were going to need offense from a different area than just Jess Howard in this one because of the fact that she's been so hot, and you can only expect her to be so hot. So I like Maddie Boyer taking it a little bit on herself and getting to the rim. She had 9 points in the last match of these two teams.
Maddie Boyer had a great night on Tuesday. She had 9 points in the game. She was 6 for 6 from the free throw line and had a three-pointer in the game. She makes the first one here. She has one more, and this one's on the way, and she gets the shooter's roll, and it drops through. 14-4, the Streaks back to within 10. Full court pressure now by Galesburg, tipped away by Baker, but we're going to get a whistle and a 30-second timeout. It's going to be called by Chad Hoover as he sees that press.
Yeah, and he's going to talk to his girls right now about how to beat the Streak press. Jim, 6 minutes almost to this game, the Streaks still do not have a field goal. Someone's got to step up here and become an offensive option. I'd like to see them get the ball to Jess Howard a little bit more and see if she can't work it inside. If they're not giving her the three, they're probably going to over-pursue the three. She could probably get some dribble drives, just short jumpers, if not layups.
Geneseo only scored 5 points on Tuesday night against Galesburg, and all those were from the line. And Galesburg has 4 points in this game, and all of those points are from the line. Now the Streaks are going to drop off. They will not press as Genesis Johnson has come back in for Sarita Goldsmith for Rock Island. Here's Neely into the front court to Goldsmith, near side to Sheely. Sheely now will go cross court to Amy Myers. Myers guarded by Daler. They bump top of the key. Left side Sheely into Burnett. Burnett the ball. Boy, that looked like a clean block, but it looks like they're going to call a foul, I think, on Sarah.
Yeah, I thought it was a clean block, too. The problem is, and you'll get a lot of refs that tell you this, come down over the body, they like to call that foul because it's in the shooting zone. If Sarah goes straight up and blocks it after it comes out of Shatoya's hand, it would have been probably a no-call.
First on Baker, second team foul on the streak. Shatoya Burnett at the line. She has 4 points in the game. She missed the first of two. The second free throw, here it comes, and this one is perfect. So Shatoya Burnett now with 5 points makes it 15-4 Rock Island. Here comes Sarah Baker, almost a carry at center court to Johnson. Now they gets it to Maddie. Maddie Boyer, top of the key to Daler. Left side, now they get the ball to Jamie Johnson. She's going to drive inside against Genesis Johnson, and they're going to pick up the foul on Johnson.
Well, they're not going to get the ball to the line, but the positive thing here is this is second foul on Genesis Johnson, and Sarita Goldsmith's going to have to come back in for her.
Jessica Howard in for Daler. Sarita Goldsmith for Rock Island comes in for Genesis Johnson.
I wouldn't be surprised if Coach has the three-point play set up for Jess Howard here.
Here's the inbounds pass. They come into Johnson in the paint. She'll put it up. No, it's going to come out. Oh, that ball was all the way down and just came right back out. Rebound Goldsmith for Rock Island. Here come the Lady Rocks right to left with a minute 20 to go first quarter. Neely over the timeline to Amy Myers, high right side. Myers on the dribble. She's going to try to drive inside. Now stops just right of the paint. Gets it back up top to Goldsmith. She'll drive the foul line. Shovels off to Neely, who takes the three. Good. Mimi Neely with her third three of the first quarter. 18-4 Rock Island. Right side now. This is Maddie Boyer with the ball. Gets it to Sarah Baker. Baker thought about the three. Instead comes out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now, the left-handed dribble at center court. Tried to get a pass over to Jamie Johnson, but it goes out of bounds. Boy, Bailey Boyer just not into it.
No, she definitely looks out of sorts right now, Jim. She didn't even have a passing lane there and just kind of let the ball go in the area of Jamie Johnson.
45 seconds to go, first quarter, 18-4 Rock Island. Man, get it to Burnett. Burnett at center court, and now we'll get a whistle here, and we're going to get a foul away from the action. Looks like it's going to be against Rock Island. It's going to be against Sarita Goldsmith, her second, 15 foul. If there's any glimmer of hope, it's the foul situation.
Yeah, the streaks have gotten in. We talked about this before the game. They've gotten Genesis Johnson, Sarita Goldsmith, and some early foul trouble. But the streaks with a 14-point deficit right now need to start pushing it a little bit harder on the offensive end.
Galesburg does not have a basket in the first quarter. They have 4 points from the line. Johnson now will go all the way down the paint. Puts it up. Yes! Jamie Johnson trying to spark the streaks. Their first field goal comes with 24 seconds to go first quarter. 18-6 Rock Island. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Burnett top of the key guarded by Johnson. Right side now to Sheely. Back up top now. They get the ball to Raven Morrow. Morrow now to Sheely. Now to Neely. Tipped away and it's going to be picked up by Howard. 3 seconds to go. Howard Downs going to take the shot. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Rock Island 18, Galesburg 6. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team goes for its fourth win in a row tomorrow night at first place Moline. Join us for pregame coverage from Wharton Fieldhouse at 7:10 on WGIL.
Rock Island's ball to start the second quarter. They lead it 18-6. High right side, Sheely. Now to Burnett. She'll take the three, top of the key, no good. The rebound picked up by Whitney Daler of Galesburg. Outlet pass to Johnson. She'll try the half-court pass now to Pacheco, but it's over her head.
Right there was a key opportunity for the Streaks to come out and draw it back to 10 or less. You've got to just slow down and work your offense.
So instead, the turnover, and Rock Island will bring it back into the front court now. This is Mimi Neely to Myers on the near side. Now to Burnett. Burnett between the circles. Backdoor pass now to Sheely. She'll put it up underneath and through. Megan Sheely got away from the Galesburg defender, and it's 20-6 in favor of Rock Island. Here's Johnson, top of the key. She's going to drive the hoop against Burnett and draw the foul on her.
Well, good job by Jamie Johnson, but she can't get two one-on-one either. She's had a couple good drives, but make sure that she's got to make sure that she has that opportunity, because eventually Rock Island's going to pick up on that and they're going to start doubling her.
Jamie Johnson will step to the free throw line for the Silver Streak. She's a 67% free throw shooter on the year, and this one's perfect. 3 points in the game for Johnson. She's their leading scorer. It's 20-7 as Triona Roberts will come into the game for Amy Myers for the Lady Rocks. One more free throw for Jamie Johnson, the 5'8 sophomore who sparked the Streaks in the last two games. This one's going to be around and also good. 4 points now for Johnson, a 12-point Rock Island lead. It's 20-8. Galesburg has Cat Mangieri on the floor now, along with Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. Into the front court comes Mimi Neely, right side Roberts for the Lady Rocks. She comes back up top to Megan Sheely, now to Neely. Neely gets it over to Raven Morrow, who's also into the game, to Roberts. Roberts now, right side. Here's a three-pointer by Sheely, no good. Rebound Burnett, right back up and through. Shatoya Burnett has seven, 22-8, as Burnett gets the offensive rebound in the basket. Now Johnson loses the top of the key, gets it back. Ball goes down on the floor again. It's picked up by Morrow. Ahead to Burnett. Rock Island gets it on the turnover again. Center court now to Neely. Mimi side now to Sheely, and we'll get a whistle away from the action and a foul called here.
It looks like they're getting Jamie Johnson with a hold when somebody was coming across the lane. I couldn't really tell who she fouled, but again, turnovers starting to be the story for the Streaks. Again, six turnovers already in this one, and it's really halting what little offensive progress they've had in this game.
Johnson's first 13 foul on the Streaks. Baker goes out, or Baker, I should say, comes in. For Galesburg, Pacheco goes out. Rock Island's ball underneath their own basket, and Sheely throws it right to Sarah Baker of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks left to right. Baker, high left side, top of the key, Maddie Boyer, not a man, Jerry, underneath Johnson. She's double-teamed, puts it up, gets her own rebound, right back up again, good. Oh, Jamie Johnson, she's out of what a blues. 22-10 as the Streaks creep back to within 12. 6:07 to go here, second quarter. Back comes Mimi Neely now between the circles. Near side, Triona Roberts for Rock Island. Now to Burnett, top of the key. Guarded by Baker. Right side, Neely. She's guarded by Mangieri. Now to Raven Morrow between the rings. Left side, Roberts. In the corner, now to Sheely. Sheely gets it back up to Shatoya Burnett. Now to Neely. They work the right side to Roberts. Roberts inside to Burnett. She got away from Johnson. Puts it up no good. The rebound, Baker. Baker will bring it back out for Galesburg. Ahead now to Mangieri on the right side. Now to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. To Maddie Boyer. Massey up. Coaching him. Telling what play he wants with 5:30 to go. Second quarter. Here's Baker in the corner. She'll drive right to the basket. Puts it up and through. A baseline drive by Sarah Baker. She has three. And it's 22-12. The Streaks creep back to within 10. Into the front court now, Neely. She'll drive all the way to the paint. Puts it up, no good. Rebound to Burnett. Burnett underneath to Morrow. She'll put it up and through. Oh, Burnett had three girls hanging on her, but was able to get the ball to Raven Morrow, and Morrow had the bunny underneath. Now Johnson back for the streak. She gets tied up, but gets it up top. Not a Maddie Boyer. Boyer's going to drive the paint. Not a Mangieri. She'll take the jump shot. Good. Cat Mangieri with the 15-footer left baseline. 24-14. It looks like Galesburg wants to drive inside and draw the fouls there.
Well, it does, and that's what's open. And I would look a little bit more for Sarah Baker right now. She's got Raven Morrow on her, and Raven's been a little lax on the defense.
Here's the pass inside to Burnett as she's able to get away underneath again. And Shatoya Burnett with a huge first half. She has nine, and it's 26-14 Rock Island. Here's Baker with the three-pointer. Off the glass, no good. The rebound controlled by Megan Sheely. Outlet pass to Mimi Neely, and Mimi Neely will come up court slowly.
Well, I don't understand why Baker took that shot. She's had success all game driving past her defender. And she took a contested three-point shot, and she's not much of a three-point shooter for this team.
Into Burnett, but it was tipped away by Baker. Picked up by Mangieri. Cross-court to Johnson. Jamie's going to drive inside. Now shovels off to Howard, to Maddie Boyer. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound fought for underneath. It's going to be pulled out by Shatoya Burnett of Rock Island. Outlet pass to Mimi Neely, and back on the attack come the Lady Rocks.
Jim, we haven't really seen Jess take very many threes. She's taken two shots in this game. And one of them was the half-court shot at the end of the first quarter.
Here's Megan Sheely with the three, but it goes off the side of the glass. Rebound Neely, no good. Rebound Burnett, right back up. Yes! Oh, Shatoya Burnett with 11. 28-14 Rock Island. And Massey's seen enough. He's got to do something about Burnett. He's going to call a full timeout with 3:29 to go, second quarter. It's Rock Island 28, Galesburg 14. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Bill Butts Law Offices has the experience and education to concentrate on elder law issues. Bill Butts has completed elder law short courses in Oak Brook, Northbrook, and Springfield, Illinois. Bill Butts has completed a multidisciplinary certificate program in geriatrics and a program in long-term care from the University of Illinois College of Medicine. When addressing issues with an elderly loved one, talk to someone who has both professionally and personally been there for 30 years. Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team goes for its fourth win in a row tomorrow night at First Place Moline. Join us for pregame coverage from Wharton Fieldhouse at 7:10 on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL, Galesburg, 3:29 to go, second quarter, 28-14, Rock Island leads the Streaks.
Well, the Streaks need to get in better offensive play. I think what's working right now for the Streaks is when they use their dribble drive, they've been able to blow by the over-aggressive Rock Island defenders. And, Jim, we've got to see a little bit more Jess Howard. She's been carrying the offense the last few games, and she's only taken two shots.
Baker, high left side, plays catch with Howard. Now Howard has it again. Back up top, not a Baker. They'll get it to Bailey Boyer, who's back into the game for the Streaks. Not a Baker. High post, Pacheco. Pacheco pumps it out, not a Bailey Boyer, not a Daler. Back out to Bailey Boyer. She'll take the three. Good. Bailey Boyer with the three-pointer. High right side, just right of the key. And it's 28-17. The Streaks narrow it back to 11. 2:59 to go, second quarter. Triana Roberts now in front of us. Gets it to Genesis Johnson. Almost tipped away by Bailey Boyer. Not a Mimi Neely. She'll take the three air ball. The rebound, Jessica Howard for Galesburg. Gets it to Bailey Boyer. Here come the Streaks left to right. Boyer into the front court to Sarah Baker. She'll come cross court to Daler, high right side. Wing not a Baker, into Pacheco, back in the corner, not a Howard. She can't get the three up over Genesis Johnson. Now she will take the three, and it's no good. The rebound underneath is going to go. No, it didn't go out of bounds. It was saved inbounds by Genesis Johnson and picked up by Mimi Neely. Here comes Rock Island now on the attack, right to left with 2:18 to go, second quarter. Mimi Neely at center court for the Lady Rocks. They lead it by 11. Neely comes near side to Triana Roberts. Roberts guarded by Daler. Gets it to Neely. Neely, and we're going to get a whistle and a timeout, I think, is going to be called here.
Well, I think Thad Hoover's concerned with how they were attacking the 2-3 zone. He had called for a play. It didn't look like the girls knew which play he wanted and didn't really get into it. So the Rock Island's going to take the timeout here. Jim, the Streaks have to start playing more aggressively and have to play all out, because there's been twice now that the ball's come off on offensive rebounds that Rock Island hasn't been able to handle very well. But after a shot, the Streaks all have retreated. They've got to look to try to get that offensive rebound without fouling, obviously. But still, they have to try to be aggressive enough to go after the offensive boards.
Galesburg's going to have Bailey Boyer, Whitney Daler, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker on the court. Rock Island will counter with Genesis Johnson, Shatoya Burnett, Mimi Neely, Megan Sheely, and Triana Roberts. Comes into Burnett, out to Roberts now. Cross-court pass to Neely. She almost lost it. but picks it up at center court. Now comes here to Sheely. Sheely now with the dribble. Bounce pass into Burnett against Pacheco. Shovels it off to Roberts. Back out to Burnett, top of the key. She's double-teamed. Drives inside. Boy, that looks like a travel. Where's the travel there? No, the shot was no good. The rebound controlled by Howard. Back on the attack comes Jessica. Not a Baker. That was an NBA continuation play. Here's Daler with the three right corner. It was partially blocked. Picked up by Mimi Neely. Rock Island beating Galesburg to the ball. Into the front court comes Neely with a minute 30 to go. Second quarter, an 11-point Rock Island lead, 28-17. To Triana Roberts, tipped away by Taylor, but Roberts gets it back. Now to Burnett. Burnett will come near side to Mimi Neely. Neely on the dribble, guarded by Taylor. Right side now to Sheely. Sheely with the ball over her head. Alley-oop pass into Burnett. Out to Johnson. Now to Roberts. Left side Neely. She'll take the three. Bingo. Mimi Neely with her fourth three of the game. That's a dagger. And it's 31-17 Rock Island with a minute to go, second quarter. Inside Baker. Bounce pass to Pacheco. She just got murdered by Roberts. That call was about 2 seconds late. And finally, it's made by Gary Taylor. That'll be Roberts' first, the 17th foul called against Rock Island.
Well, Jim, the streaks on the defensive end have got to learn that Mimi Neely's not afraid to shoot that. The one player that I can't believe that they're overplaying right now is Chateau Burnett. I understand she was in the three-point competition, but she hasn't proven to us that she can even remotely draw iron. And when they extend the defense out on her, they've become prone to her drives.
Pacheco misses the first one. The second one on the way, and this one's good. So Shelby with 2 points in the game. 31-18, full court pressure by Galesburg, comes into Myers of Rock Island, now to Sheely. Sheely ahead on the right side, Genesis Johnson, cross court Neely, she'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound picked up by Jessica Howard of Galesburg, she brings it out herself, now to Johnson who's back in the game. Jamie Johnson for Galesburg, stops at center court to Bailey Boyer, now to Johnson. Johnson's going to drive against Johnson, Genesis Johnson, now to Howard, she'll take the three, good. Yeah, there it is, Jessica Howard takes the three-pointer left side, 31-21. You'd love to see him get one more before the half, 23 seconds to go in the half. This is Sheely with it right side, now to Burnett, top of the key, guess who's going to take the last shot. Now left side Myers, they get it to Neely, back out to Genesis Johnson. Right side now, here's Sheely going to take the three, good, wow. Megan Sheely with the three-pointer right corner, 4 seconds to go, to Boyer. Now back up to Johnson, here's Johnson with the three at the buzzer, no, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Rock Island 34, Galesburg 21. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
At the Illinois Farm Bureau's annual meeting, Knox County's Rob Link told WGIL Midday listeners about a well-deserved award for a Knox County producer.
Yeah, that's right. Raleigh Moore and his wife Fran received the Charles B. Schumann Distinguished Service Award on yesterday morning, Sunday morning. Real honored to recognize Raleigh for all his dedication and hard work for agriculture and for Farm Bureau.
The WGIL Midday Agriculture News and more weekdays at 11 here on Galesburg Radio 14.
Bill Butts Law Offices has the experience and education to concentrate on elder law issues. Bill Butts has completed elder law short courses in Oak Brook, Northbrook, and Springfield, Illinois. Bill Butts has completed a multidisciplinary certificate program in geriatrics and a program in long-term care from the University of Illinois College of Medicine. When addressing issues with an elderly loved one, talk to someone who has both professionally and personally been there for 30 years. Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Take a close look around your house. That's it. Up one side of the street and down the other. What do you see more of? Moving vans or for sale signs? I'm Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman. And a wise man once said that if you're not moving, you're improving. The only interest I have is in helping you do it yourself. It's the Handyman Show with Glenn Hagen.
Join Glenn every Saturday morning at 9 for the Handyman Show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL at the half, 34-21 in favor of Rock Island. We drove up tonight in a 2008 Murano. This is a Nissan Murano from Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. What a ride. 24,000 miles on this one. I should say it's a 2009, not a 2008. 2009 Murano with 24,000 miles, still under warranty. Special price, it's a radio special. Just ask Mike Schmidt, Jeff Klink for the radio special on this 2009 Murano. It has cruise, thermostatic heater. Eric could control his side. I could control mine. Sunroof. It has a great stereo. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury at 120 North Broad, just off the square in Galesburg. Take a look at this 2009 Murano. Our halftime stats brought to you tonight by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance. Wow. Mimi Neely hit that last three. Sheely hit that last three, but Neely has four threes. She leads them with 12 points, all three-pointers. Shatoya Burnett has 11. It's Megan Sheely with a three-point basket and a two-point basket for five. Genesis Johnson with four. Raven Morrow has two. For the Streaks, Jamie Johnson leads them with six. Then Bailey Boyer with three. 3 points for Sarah Baker. Two for Shelby Pacheco, two for Catman Jerry. I should say Jessica Howard also has three, and Maddie Boyer has 2 points in the game. Foul trouble, Genesis Johnson with two, Sarita Goldsmith two for Rock Island. Galesburg has three players with one, Baker, Jamie Johnson, and Shelby Pacheco. It was 18-6, Rock Island at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Streak 16-15 in the second quarter to lead it. 34-21. We're going to need a big quarter, Eric.
We are. And story again, Jim, five offensive rebounds of the 14 rebounds for Rock Island, which netted them 6 points. So there's 6 points right there that you bring back in if you're able to box them out and handle the boards. Streaks only seven rebounds and seven points off turnover so far for Rock Island on six Streak turnovers, which usually in a game, we'd be more than satisfied with only six turnovers at the half, five turnovers for Rock Island. So it's just the shooting woes for the Streaks. Just not shooting the ball well. Only one field goal in that first quarter, and that was by Jamie Johnson.
Jamie Johnson has been the story, at least for Galesburg tonight. 6 points, but she has been overshadowed by the play of Shatoya Burnett and Mimi Neely. Boy, that's such a potent combination when you can have a player like Burnett, Eric, who can do it inside, and then two girls, Sheely and Neely, firing off those threes.
Yeah, once you get that inside, Jim, it opens up the outside. And when they were opening up the outside, and then they get the ball to Neely, and the Streaks too often just left Neely wide open, and you cannot do that against the team that against a player that can shoot it that well. Somebody's going to have to stick to her, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Streaks play a little bit more man, or at the very least the matchup zone here in the second half.
Well, we know why Jamie Johnson is so aggressive. Tomorrow is her 16th birthday, and if Galesburg wins tonight, her mom has promised her that she can go and get her driver's license. So we know the reason that one of the Streaks is out there. And, of course, Shatoya Burnett said in the paper that she wanted Galesburg. She called Galesburg out in Wednesday's Rock Island Argus, and she has backed that up tonight.
She has. She's played well, and I think the Streaks could take advantage of her defensively, but as far as her offense has gone, she's a big girl inside. She's very burly, and she really plays a physical game. And the Streaks, Shelby could be a little bit physical, but the problem is when Shelby fronts her, they're lobbing the ball over the backside, and the design of the Rock Island offense is so that they don't have anybody on the opposite side blocked, so they're pretty much, when Shatoya Burnett's in there, playing a one-post set. So when you throw it over the back, there's not that help side defense there.
We'll take a break and we'll find out what went on in the Streaks locker room. Our stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL reminding you that the 4th Annual Knoxville Athletic Booster Club Bash and $10,000 giveaway is Saturday at 6 at the Knoxville American Legion. Admission $5 per person, food served 6 till 8, and then Jam Sandwich plays 8 to midnight. Check the calendar at WGIL.com for details.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Dick Rowling of Galesburg, who won $100, and Nola Bloom of Galesburg, who won $50. Congratulations from WGIL.
Our halftime interview with Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Here is Eric Gibson.
Coach Howard. Thanks, Tim. I'm here with Coach Howard. Coach, another slow first quarter puts you guys in a little bit of a hole.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think definitely they came out, jumped down our throats a little bit, you know, and I think we kind of freaked out, to be honest with you. You know, they did their job. They came out, took us out of our offense, you know. Luckily, we're down 13, but we're still in the game. You know, we have a whole half to play, and hopefully we can turn that around.
Well, Coach, you guys were playing that 2-3 and played some zone. However, it seemed like every time that they were able to work it around, they found Mimi Neely for an open three.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly true.
Are we going to see a different defensive set here in the second half?
Yes.
A little bit more man?
I don't know. You'll have to wait.
Oh, you never divulge. All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Jim.
Our interview with Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We get ready to start the second half with our score. It's 34 for Rock Island, 21 for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg trailed at the end of the first quarter, 18-6. It sounds like we are going to see a little more man.
I would imagine, but the keeper of secrets is Jackie Howard, and she will never break at halftime.
It'll be Galesburg's ball to start the second half. They'll start with Howard, Bailey, Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Jamie Johnson will start the second half, and Maddie Boyer. So a different starting five than they started the game with. Maddie Boyer has it between the circles for Galesburg. Now to Howard. She'll take the 16-footer, and the roll will come out. Rebound Johnson right back up and through. Jamie Johnson with the offensive rebound in the hoop. Johnson now with 8 in the game, 34-23, the 11-point Rock Island lead. This is Sheely, top of the key to Burnett. Alley-oop pass underneath Johnson. She got away from the defense and puts it up and through.
Can't let her do that. Jamie Johnson just lost her on her defensive assignment.
Here's a bad pass by Johnson. Throws it right to Genesis Johnson. And Genesis Johnson will bring it down and put it up and through. Boy, two mistakes by Jamie Johnson. Back comes to Galesburg. Bailey Boyer's going to almost throw it away, but now they get it into Pacheco. Shelby will put it up and through. Shelby Pacheco has 4. 38-25, the 13-point lead for the Rocks. That's where we were at halftime. Into the front court, Mimi Neely. Mimi now holds up her dribble to Genesis Johnson at center court. Guarded by Jamie Johnson of Galesburg to Burnett. It was tipped away. Burnett gets it back, puts it up, no good. Rebound Pacheco for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Into the front court. Boyer, not a Johnson. Jamie Johnson on the dribble against Burnett. Outside the three-point line. Jamie looking high right wing. Now gives it to Shelby Pacheco. Pacheco comes to Jessica Howard, and Howard's guarded by Neely. Now to Bailey Boyer. She'll drive inside. Bounce pass to Shelby. Shelby will put it up and through.
Great pass right there by Maddie Boyer to get that inside to Shelby. A good give and go.
Full court pressure by the Streaks. Comes into Myers. Now to Genesis Johnson. She dribbles over the timeline. Now to Mimi Neely. Almost lost it, but picked it up on the baseline. Dribbles back out. Now drives inside. Puts the running jumper up and through.
Well, I'll tell you, every time the Streaks make a run, it's right back at them.
And back comes Pacheco as Mimi Neely got the basket. And Shelby Pacheco answers for the Streaks. Pacheco with 6 points in the third quarter, eight in the game, and it's 40-29. Back down to Burnett. Burnett spins in the paint, puts it up over Pacheco, good. Shatoya Burnett has 13. Boy, you got to play a little D, girls. Back on the attack comes Bailey Boyer. High post now to Pacheco. Pacheco drives against Johnson. Right side down Maddie Boyer. Back up top Jamie Johnson into Shelby. And Shelby is going to be called for the travel.
Well, that's not what you wanted right there. You had a good flow going on the offense the last couple time trips down the floor. But, yeah, you're right. They've got to play better defense because you're not going to get overcome a 13-point lead without having better defense.
Ty Peachy in for the Streaks now, along with Whitney Daler back in. Right side now, Megan Sheely. Sheely got bumped by Daler. Ball down on the floor, and they're going to call a foul on Whitney.
I hate that call, Jim. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. When both players are going for the ball, I think you've got, outside of a hold or a choke, you got to let both players go for it until somebody retains control.
Daler was down on the floor trying to go for it, and they called the foul on her. Rock Island's ball. This is Mimi kneeling out of Myers. Myers right baseline. She'll take the jump shot. No good. The rebound controlled by Daler of Galesburg. Brings it out herself for the Streaks. The Streaks trail by 13. Baker now, high left side. Thought about the three. Got it back out to Jamie Johnson. Now to Daler. Backdoor Sarah, and Baker will put it up and through.
If they were running this offense smoothly at the beginning of the game, they wouldn't have this big hole.
5 points for Baker now, knocked away by Daler on the inbounds, and they say it went off of Megan Sheely, and Galesburg's going to get it back. The first spurt.
Yeah, Daler's really picked up her defense, Jim, in this game. It started in the second quarter, and she's doing a great job right now. And now it looks like there's some words between the officiating crew and the coaching staff for Galesburg. I don't know exactly what happened there.
Van Hoover's called timeout. Massey is still barking at Gary Taylor of Morrison, the referee. In fact, he's not even talking to the kids. And now Jackie Howard puts her arm around Massey and leads him, or just kind of gently persuades him to go back over to the bench. I'm not sure what was going on there either. I think he was still maybe mad about this one.
Yeah,
Taylor.
I'm not sure, because it definitely looked like it was the whole coaching staff getting into it. And I don't know if the official here instructed Massey that he was the only one to talk to him, because it looked like some of the assistant coaches for the Streaks were the ones initially talking with the official.
Well, that was Gary Taylor who made that call on Daler that we didn't like. Now, Gary Taylor of Morrison, the official, is going to come over and talk to Kevin Armstrong of Peoria, the referee, and they're going to confer underneath the Galesburg basket. It's going to be Galesburg's ball after this full Rock Island timeout. The Streaks trail by 11, 42-31, but the baskets have been coming hot and heavy here in this third quarter.
Well, Jim, they keep pointing over here. I don't know if they have a problem with something that's going on the floor over in this corner, because that's exactly the official they talked to as well.
Massey is still talking to Gary Taylor over on the other side, and now here we go. Whitney Daler will trigger it in for the Streaks. Comes into Jamie Johnson, left wing. Now to Baker, and she's going to be bumped. And we're going to get a foul called here against Mimi Neely. That'll be her first, the first team foul against the Lady Rocks.
Well, Jim, she just kind of tried to reach in. She was guarding Ty Peachy. Just tried to reach in and poke it away from Baker and got all arm.
Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Jamie Johnson, Whitney Daler, and Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Peachy now to Johnson, to Howard, rather. Right side, Daler. Cross-court pass down to Howard. They tried to open her up. She didn't step on it. She never stepped on the line.
Bad call.
Right in front of us, they say Howard stepped on the line, and you can hear us yelling at the official. She never stepped on the line. Here's the pass in now to Neely. Neely will bring it back for Rock Island. Boy, you got the sixth man working for Rock Island tonight. Sheely now gets it inside to Burnett, and they'll get Baker on her back.
Jim, and I know I've talked about this earlier in the season, but the girls cannot play behind Shatoya Burnett and then try to steal the ball when the ball comes in. You have the half runner so that you can get that defensive knockaway. You have the full runner if you want to try to steal it. and make her lob over the top, or you have to play behind her and play her once she gets the ball.
Sarah Baker's second. That's the second team foul in the second half against the Streaks. Now delay again here as Thad Hoover is in the ear of Gary Taylor. Comes out to Mimi Neely, into Burnett. Burnett against Baker, spins, puts it up, and it's no good, but we're going to get Kevin Armstrong from the other side of the floor is going to call the foul here, and this one's going to go against Baker, her third.
Well, Jim, that Baker, again, and I said this earlier, regardless of whether she hits the arm or not, she needs to go straighter up. She keeps going into the shooter, and it at least gives the illusion that she's going to make contact, even if she doesn't always make the contact.
What happened is that Burnett had faked, had come back to the left. Baker had gone by her. Baker came back. I didn't see much contact, but they called the foul on Sarah, and that's her third. She's gone out of the game. Pacheco back in. Shatoya Burnett makes the first. The second one, no good. Rebound, Genesis Johnson for Rock Island up, no good. And Jamie Johnson pulls it off for the Streaks. Here comes Galesburg. Ty Peachy comes down. All the way down, holds up right side. Back out to Jamie Johnson. Johnson now to Peachy. Back out to Daler with 4:10 to go, third quarter. 43-31 Rock Island. Now between the circles, this is Peachy to Pacheco. Back out now to Maddie Boyer. Boyer gets it to Peachy. Peachy looking. Now to Maddie Boyer, still at center court. Streaks unable to penetrate this Rock Island defense. Now to Daler. Back out now to Maddie Boyer to Peachy. Backcourt door, Daler. Daler will put it up, no good. She missed the easy layup. The rebound, Shatoya Burnett for Rock Island. She gives it to Mimi Neely, and Mimi Neely content to bring the ball up court at almost a walk. Now to Genesis Johnson. She drives the paint. Got away from Jamie Johnson that time. Puts it up, no good, but Jamie's going to be called for the foul.
Jim, right there, Jamie has to keep her feet and stay in front of Genesis Johnson. She got behind her, and that allowed her to drive right in. So she's got to do a better job of keeping her feet in front of Genesis Johnson.
Genesis Johnson with 8 in the game. She makes the free throw. That's 9. Ty Peachy and Whitney Daler will go out for the Streaks. Jessica Howard, Bailey Boyer back in for Galesburg. Not quite the wholesale line changes, but we've seen some new faces here in the third quarter. Johnson makes them both. 45-31, the 14-point lead now for Rock Island. Jamie Johnson now to Bailey Boyer. She throws a bad pass inside, trying to get to Pacheco. It was tipped away by Johnson, picked up by Burnett. Back into the front court now comes Rock Island. This is Amy Myers. Gets it up top to Genesis Johnson, now to Mimi Neely. Mimi Neely's going to drive top of the key to Burnett. They've got all the time in the world. Now to Sheely. Sheely gets it back now to Myers. Left side now to Genesis Johnson. In the paint, Burnett. Turnaround jumper, no. The rebound, Pacheco for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Now they get it to Pacheco. Right side now to Maddie Boyer. Boyer holds the ball over her head. Now to Jamie Johnson with 2:48 to go, third quarter. Bailey Boyer on the dribble, high right side. Pops it out now to Howard. Into Johnson, high post. Bounce pass Pacheco. Wide open underneath and through. Shelby Pacheco with 8 points in the third quarter. 10 on the game. And it's 45-33. And now we'll get Maddie Boyer too tight on Mimi Neely at center court. Maddie will pick up the foul.
I think that's the first time he's blown his whistle all day, and that was on a little bit of a hand check. Jim, the Streaks have got to figure out a way to beat the zone. They're still, they almost look baffled. It's a 3-2 matchup zone, I believe, and every time they're moving the ball around and they haven't figured it out. They have to work that back door and the quick reversals to Jess Howard.
Here's Mimi Neely. She drives all the way down the paint. Nobody touches her, and she puts it up and through. 16 points in the game for Mimi Neely. 47-33, again the 14-point lead. Now underneath Pacheco. She'll drive the hoop, and she puts it up and through. Shelby Pacheco with a huge third quarter. 10 points in the third quarter, 12 in the game, 47-35. Back comes Neely. Again, she drives the paint. Puts it up inside, no good. Gets her own rebound. To Sheely, who'll put it up, no. The rebound comes back out to Neely. Now it's going to go out of bounds off of Myers, and they'll say it's Galesburg's ball.
Well, the Streaks are really being aggressive at the defensive end, but they're getting beat way too much, and they've got to do a better job of that.
They're getting beaten to the ball there.
Yes,
mostly
definitely.
On the floor. Here comes Ty Peachy, who's back in for Galesburg. She brings it into the front court with a minute 45 to go, third quarter, 47-35. Rock Island leads it. Left side, Howard now. Burnett comes out on her. Jessica Howard on the dribble, now double team. Gets it out to Mangieri, who's into the game. Mangieri, now to Peachy. They'll try the right side. Now Johnson will come back over to the left wing, and they'll flash Howard out top of the key into Pacheco. She's tied up by Johnson, and the ball was tipped away. Now picked up by Neely. Back into the front court comes Rock Island after the turnover. To Burnett on the high post, and we'll get traveling at Shatoya.
Well, the streaks, Coach Massey seems frustrated out there. Jamie doesn't understand what offensive set they're in, and he's telling her right now as he brings her off the floor as Sarah Baker comes back in. But they have to understand what offensive sets they're running against the zone, and it doesn't look like all the girls are on the same page.
Here comes Baker back in the game now to Howard. Not a man, Jerry, left corner. Back out to Sarah Baker. Right side to Peachy. Now cross-court pass to Howard. Now to Mangieri. Back out to Howard. High left wing. 55 seconds to go third quarter. Turnaround jumper Baker at the foul line. No good. Nobody underneath. And the rebound, Shatoya Burnett. There was nobody near her. Now back comes Mimi Neely. Over the timeline, Genesis Johnson for the Lady Rocks. They should run it down for one here. Neely, right side Sheely. She's going to take the three. No good. Rebound underneath. It was pulled down by Pacheco. She took it away for Burnett to Peachy. Ahead to Howard. She's got the three-pointer. No good. The rebound, Amy Myers on the weak side. Nobody there that time. And she gives it to Neely. And back on the attack will come Rock Island. They lead it by 12 with 15 seconds to go. Third quarter. Myers back door to Sheely. She'll put it up and through.
Girls got lost right there and left Sheely wide open, and she just easy layup.
8 seconds to go to Pacheco. She'll try to back inside out to Mangieri. Now to Baker. Left side Howard. 1 second to go. Into Baker, who puts it up, but she's going to be fouled by Genesis Johnson, who doesn't like the call. That's Genesis Johnson's third, second team foul. Sarah Baker's going to get two, and you can hear the Rock Island fans screaming at Tom Doherty of Bloomington. They don't like the call.
Well, I find that interesting, being that we've seen a lot of similar calls being called against the streaks on the inside.
They like those. Sarah Baker hits the free throw. She has 6 points in the game. 49-36. She can get it back to 12. Here it is, and it's good. That's the end of the third quarter with a score. Rock Island 49, Galesburg 37. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center, we take the decision out of collision.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. If you missed my interview with Lincoln Scholars, Rodney Davis, and Douglas Wilson, you can hear it online. Click on Mornings at WGIL.com.
Rock Island turns it over on the initial inbound play as Patricia Harris travels. Now we had Shelby Pacheco with a jump shot from the foul line, which was missed. Genesis Johnson came down with the Rock Island rebound, but she walked with the ball.
Yeah,
so Galesburg will have it.
Genesis being a little cocky after she got the rebound. She pulled it down strong and then shuffled her feet.
Comes right into Pacheco, and Shelby puts it up and through. 14 points for Shelby Pacheco. Back to the 10-point lead now. Bailey Boyer tips it away on the inbounds, but they say it went off Bailey as the Streaks are at the full court press.
Well,
the
Streaks are going to need to play some great defense, and somebody's going to have to fire for them.
Comes into Mimi Neely in the backcourt, but she's going to be bumped by Bailey Boyer, says Tom Doherty. That's Bailey's first. That's a 16 foul against the Silver Streaks. And so it'll be Rock Island's ball right in front of our table here at center court.
I think there's some confusion because initially the official thought that it was the 17th foul, put up the 1-1, and now they're going to get the inbounds here on the side in front of us.
I tell you, this Gary Taylor, this official, does not have a clue. Not a clue. Into the front court, Neely. Neely comes all the way down, running jumper, puts it up, off the glass, no good. Rebound Pacheco for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Bailey Boyer. Here come the Strakes. Ahead now to Whitney Daler, right in front of us. High post now, they get it to Pacheco. She's trying out of the lane. They wanted a three-second call, and now we're going to get the three-second call a little bit late.
Yeah, but Shelby's got to get out of the lane. Right after she gave up that ball, she should have ran out of the lane.
Pacheco goes out. Sarah Baker in. Full court pressure by the Strakes. Amy Myers gets the pass into Neely. Back to Myers. Now ahead to Burnett. Burnett stops at center court. Now to Megan Sheely. Sheely back to Burnett, top of the key. She comes right side Neely. She's going to take the three. No good. I don't think they want that. The rebound controlled by Daler. Now to Maddie Boyer. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Now to Baker. Inside Johnson. And Johnson. Hey, Burnett can do it. Burnett can do the continuation, but Jamie Johnson doesn't. And they call the travel.
Well, yeah, Jamie there got a was a little farther away from the basket when she stopped her dribble than she initially thought she
Where's
was.
Where's that piece of asphalt? Back on the attack now, Amy Myers. Myers comes in, gets the ball in to Sarita Goldsmith, who's in for Genesis Johnson. Over the timeline, Mimi Neely. Neely now has it between the circles. Left side, Megan Sheely. 49-39 our score. Rock Island leads by 10. 6:40 to go in the game, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called against Whitney Daler here.
Well, Daler got real aggressive with Myers right there, and she definitely gave her a little bump, but the Streets are squandering opportunities here. They've had the ball three times in a row, I think, and haven't been able to score without Rock Island even sniffing a basket.
1-1 for Amy Myers. Here it is, and she hits it. She has not scored in the game, but she hits a key free throw there, makes it 50-39, Lady Rocks. 6 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the game. Galesburg's outscored them only once in the third quarter, and that was 16-15. Second one also good by Myers. 51-39 Rock Island. Here's Bailey Boyer on the attack right to left for Galesburg. Now to Baker up top, into Johnson. Back out now to Bailey Boyer. To Baker. Cross court pass Maddie Boyer. Boyer now has it here on the near side. Now to Daler. Don't you need Howard in there now?
I was just going to say that. I can't believe Jess Howard's still on the bench. You need that shooting out there.
I mean, even a dummy like me knows that. We're going to get a foul on Serena Goldsmith, her third team foul, but Howard's on the bench along with Pacheco. It'll be triggered in now by Maddie Boyer, not a Daler, not a Boyer. Boyer thought about the three, gets it out to Daler. They're looking inside for Johnson and for Sarah Baker. Back out to Bailey Boyer, but they've got to score quick. They're down by 12 to Daler. Near side, Maddie. Maddie will take the three, no. The rebound controlled underneath by Megan Sheely. She gives it to Mimi Neely, and Rock Island will come on the attack left to right. Now Howard's going to come in for Galesburg. Amy Myers has it high left wing. Now to Sheely. Back up top now to Sarita Goldsmith. Left side, Amy Myers. Now to Burnett. Burnett for Rock Island with 5:50 to go in the game. Drives against Baker. Now gets it to Mimi Neely. She comes on the dribble, and they're playing keep away now. Sarita Goldsmith had a hand check from Johnson. Now out to Amy Myers, high left side. Now to Mimi Neely. Got to come after the ball and foul them or do something here.
Well, I'm sure that coach doesn't want to start fouling already, and they're going to go inside to Burnett for two.
Yeah, Burnett gets the ball right side, backs in against Baker. She puts it up and through. She has 16, 53, 39 Rock Island. Now to Baker, tipped away by Burnett as they throw a lazy pass to Baker, and it's going to be picked up by Mimi Neely. Back now to Myers. Myers has it on the left side. Now to Sarita Goldsmith, guarded by Johnson. Back to left side to Amy Myers. Now to Burnett. Burnett gets a bump from Baker, and we'll get the foul on Sarah. That'll be her fourth, and that'll be the eighth team foul. Galesburg needs a timeout, I think. Jeez.
They look very out of sorts right now, and they're allowing Rock Island just to eat a big chunk of this clock away. And when you're down by now 14 points, you need to do something. You either have to go with the foul strategy like you talked to, or you've got to get a lot more aggressive in the passing lanes.
Burnett has 16 in the game. The 5'9 senior will have the one in bonus, and she misses it. The rebound goes down on the floor and is finally picked up by Pacheco. Ahead to Maddie Boyer. Here comes Galesburg. Boyer, high right side. Comes back up top now to Johnson. Now to Pacheco. Pacheco tried to get a pass right side. It was stolen by Myers. Bad pass by Shelby as she was trying to get it to Maddie Boyer on the right side. Now Mimi Neely over the timeline to Megan Sheely. She's tripped up by Maddie Boyer. Boyer will pick up her second, and that'll be the 19th foul on the Streaks.
Jim, the Streaks have got to start working the offense a little bit smoother. They had it working so fine at the beginning of the third quarter, but they've gone back to the stand-and-wait approach, and they just can't get any flow to their offense. They need to do ball reversal so they can get the ball around.
Megan Sheely's free throw is good. She has 8 points on the game. She'll get one more. Biggest lead of the game for Rock Island now, 54-39, the 15-point lead with 4:40 to go in this one. Second one on the way, and this one's also good. 55-39, the 16-point Rock Island lead. High post Pacheco now. Right side, Ty Peachy. She'll take the shot, no good. Nobody underneath the rebound. Amy Myers pulls it off for Rock Island, and Mimi Neely says, I'm going to take my time. Coming up court, crosses center court, drives the paint. Left side now to Sarita Goldsmith, but she walks with it. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
I find it interesting that travel call was made from half court when she was down on the baseline, but...
Into the front court comes Ty Peachy now, and Massey is going to take a timeout with 4:17 to go in the game. Full timeout. It's Rock Island 55, Galesburg 39. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. If you missed my interview with Lincoln Scholars, Rodney Davis, and Douglas Wilson, you can hear it online. Click on Mornings at WGIL.com.
Streaks down by 16 with 4:17 to go, Eric.
It's going to take a lot of effort for the Streaks to get back into this one. It's definitely not unfathomable.
Lots of time left, and they're a good three-pointing shooting team.
Yeah, if they've got to get hit hot from outside, and they've got to find a way to get the shots open. They either need somebody to drive and kick, or they need to do some quick ball reversals.
Galesburg's ball after the full timeout. Bailey Boyer right here in front of us, left side, cross court to her sister Maddie. Back to Howard. That's what they're going to try to do is get Jessica open. She goes inside now, tried to get it to Jamie Johnson, but it was tipped away by Burnett and picked up by Sarita Goldsmith. So the Streaks turn it over. Back into the front court now, Mimi Neely. Right side now, gets the ball to Sheely, back out to Burnett. Burnett now on the dribble outside the three-point line. Now to Amy Myers. Left side, Mimi Neely. She comes in. Cross-court pass to Sheely. That ball actually hit the net. Now back out to Myers with 3:40 to go in the game. High post now to Sarita Goldsmith. Left side to Neely. Now to Sheely as Rock Island's going to play keep away.
Jim, I think if I were the Streaks, I'd foul Shatoya Burnett whenever she touched the ball.
Instead, they get it into Burnett. She puts it up no good, gets her own rebound. They're going to say a foul on the floor as Burnett put it back up, but the official, Tom Doherty of Bloomington, says no, the foul came before. The personal is going to go against Maddie Boyer. That'll be her third. That's the 10th team foul on the Streaks, which puts Rock Island in the super bonus. Shatoya Burnett with 16 points in the game will shoot two here, and the first is good.
Well, of course she's going to hit the first one after I said that they should foul her.
Super bonus time, though. That's the problem. Second one is on the way, and she makes them both. Wow. 57-39 in favor of Rock Island. Back comes Bailey Boyer. Now they get it into Pacheco in the paint. Back out to Jamie Johnson. Now to Howard. Jessica will take the three. Good. Oh, about five of those is what we need. Jessica Howard with her second three of the game. She has 6 points. Back to Burnett as they beat the press. And Shatoya Burnett has the easy one from the left side. Burnett now with 20 points in the game. 59-42 in favor of Rock Island. Here's Johnson now up top. High post to Pacheco. Right side. Gets it to Maddie Boyer. Maddie will drive the hoop. It up, no good. Rebound, Sarita Goldsmith for Rock Island. Outlet pass to Mimi Neely. Neely will bring it back up court. Left to right for the Streaks. Picked up by for Rock Island. Picked up by Bailey Boyer. Left side, Amy Myers. She's double teamed on the left wing. Comes to Sheely on the right side. And we'll get a foul on Maddie Boyer. That'll be her fourth. 11th team foul on Galesburg. And now at the line will be Megan Sheely. She has 9 points in the. She'll shoot two here.
Jim, if you're trying to make a quick comeback, you cannot let them get easy layups like the Streaks did on the last possession. And I've seen coaches do it different ways in the past. Some coaches will start fouling in games with this big of a deficit real early, even with 4 minutes, and now we're down to 2.5. But Streaks really, at this point, just need to hope that they can get a lot of turnovers.
Sheely makes the first, misses the second. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Howard, drives inside. All kinds of contact, no whistle. Where's the foul there? Back on the attack now comes Mimi Neely. Neely comes over the timeline to left side Johnson. Or Johnson top of the key, not on Myers' left side. Cross court to Sheely with 2:14 to go. 60-42 Rock Island. 2:10 to go in the game, and they're just content to keep the ball away from Galesburg, and Galesburg will not pressure it. And the Galesburg Silver Streak season is going to end tonight as Galesburg will end their season 14-18 on the year. Now on the right side, this is Sheely. Now to Johnson, to Myers as the Rock Island fans begin to make for the exit. Now to Genesis Johnson up top with 1:48 to go to Burnett. Burnett double-teamed at center court, but there's not the sense of urgency on the part of the Streaks. Rock Island now will throw a bad pass. Here comes the ticket man. He's got the money. He's going out the door. So everybody making for the exits here as the Rock Island Lady Rocks are going to be the regional champions. Back in the post now, they get it to Pacheco. She drives the paint, puts it up no good. Rebound Genesis Johnson for Rock Island. To Sheely, now to Neely, and back on the attack left to right will come Rock Island. 1:20 to go in the game. Mimi Neely, center court now to Genesis Johnson. Johnson against Jamie Johnson, and Jamie, too tight on her, will pick up her third foul and the 12th team foul against the Streaks.
Jim, about a minute ago, coach told the girls to start fouling, and they did not get a call and weren't really fouling all that hard. So I think that coach and the team are on different pages right now.
Genesis Johnson misses the first one. Maddie Boyer goes out, Whitney Daler in for Galesburg. Second free throw on the way. This one no good. Rebound's going to be picked up by Burnett. Took it away from Pacheco. And now out to Mimi Neely. Left side Burnett. Now Pacheco is going to run into her. Shelby Pacheco picks up her second. That's going to be the 13th team foul against the Streaks. And Shatoya Burnett will shoot two. What a game for her. 20 points in the game for the 5'9 senior.
Well, Jim, if you're Shelby, just some frustration there. You cannot let Burnett come and take that ball out of your hands. I mean, it's going to be moot because this game's over. But even still, you've got to play strong and not let that happen.
Burnett's first was good. Massey's going to clear the bench here as Howard Daler, of course, Whitney Daler, going off the court for the last time. Bailey Boyer goes out. Pacheco. Now we have Megan Young, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, along with Mickey Rodriguez and Jenny Markley in the game. And now Rock Island will clear its bench. Shatoya Burnett will get one free throw. If she makes this, I'm sure she also will come out of the game.
Well, nobody's up yet.
Nope. Here it is, and it's going to drop through. So Shatoya Burnett makes it. 22 points in the game for Burnett. 61-42, favor of Rock Island. Into the front court now comes Paige Klink. Right side now to Megan Young, tipped away. Or Neely, rather. Mimi Neely all the way down, drives the hoop, puts it up no good. Rebound Genesis Johnson. She'll put it right back up, but there's a travel call. Thought it was a foul first, but Tom Doherty says travel, and the Rock Island fans don't like the call. Cool. Now we'll get Sarita Goldsmith in, and I think we'll get Genesis Johnson will go out here.
Well, I can't believe Neely took that one in. That's kind of classless. At this point in the game, you're up by 19. You want to just stop and let the clock run out, and she went in for the layup.
Now they get it to Markley. Left side to Megan Young. Bounce pass to Sadie Hamilton. And Hamilton puts it up and through. Sadie Hamilton gets the basket in the regional. 61-44. Rock Island leads it with 40 seconds to go in the game. Into the front court, Mimi Neely, guarded by Klink. She bumps her. Into the right side now to Victrice Jones. Bounce pass now to Harris. Harris for Rock Island. Looked like she was, we're going to get a timeout. How about this?
I think Coach Hoover's either telling the girls that they need to just hold it or he's going to bring some subs in.
And Massey can't believe they're calling a full timeout. He cannot believe it. He goes out and says something to Doherty. And Doherty shrugs his shoulders and said they're calling a full timeout. And Massey says to the girls, I think he first said, sit back down. But now he will talk to them. Boy, you talk about classless. We're seeing a little bit of it. Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, it's tough when in a game like this, there's so much emotion in the game. You don't want to be playing against a team that, you know, up by 17 now is still trying to score points.
Hot. Look at Massey's hot. He's going over to one of the Rock Island administrators, and he's letting him have it down at the end of the bench. That guy's got to be an administrator. He just looks like it.
Either that or he's a regional official because he's got the trophy in his hand.
Yeah. I think he's an administrator. I think that might be the principal. And he's from Galesburg. The Rock Island principal is a native of Galesburg. 23 seconds to go. Triona Roberts will drive. They're going right inside. And Roberts will put it up and through. 63-44. Back into the front court comes Galesburg. Bad pass by Mickey Rodriguez. Intercepted by Roberts. Shook him all the way down. And put it up and through. Triona Roberts with the basket. Here's the three-pointer by Rodriguez, air ball, and that's going to be it. Mercifully, it's over. The final score, Rock Island 65, Galesburg 44. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call place back.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by Shelter Insurance agent Amy Howard.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have a another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This song goes out to the man up in space, to the girl in her dorm, to the tent on the beach. This one goes out to the treehouse in Tikal, to that houseboat on the Chesapeake. This one goes out to the teepees and wigwams, the trailers and truckers and houses on wheels, and to the waiting to be found and the wishing to stay lost. This one goes out.
And Radio Heard Here.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station to remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
The official WGIL forecast tonight brings us clear skies at a low around 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 32. Tomorrow night, snow. Accumulation about 2 to 4 inches, low around 19. And Saturday, windy and a colder, snow likely in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon as well. Light accumulation possible. I'm 22, wind gusts about 35 miles per hour. Saturday night, cloudy, chance of snow around 10. And Sunday, sunny and 28 for the high, 14 for the low. Currently, it's 19 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL. The news not good tonight as the Streaks season ends with a record of 14-18. Galesburg falls to Rock Island in the regional championship game. 65-44.
Jim, tough game for the Streaks. Some of the things we've seen or issues we've seen throughout the season came true here in this game. Slow starts, they fall behind in the first quarter, 18-6. And really, it was that 12-point deficit that they were chasing all game. The game, they end up losing by 21 points, but it really was closer for most of the game than it ended up. This game, if the Streaks would have played it out without having to hustle and foul, probably would have been a 10 to 12 point game. And unfortunately, the Streaks just weren't able to get back. And then the other side of things was their inability to make shots there against the zone and against an aggressive defense. They seemed to be coming out of it at the beginning of the third quarter, but were never able to get back into it as their defense just could not sustain any long droughts for Rock Island.
A little controversy at the end of the game, too, as Thad Hoover, the Rock Island coach, called a timeout, and Evan Massey walked down to the end of the bench, and he gave the what for to the Rock Island principal, who is a graduate of Galesburg High School. And I tell you, the Streaks did not stay on the court for the trophy presentation. They walked off.
Yeah, and, as I talked during the game, Jim, it's tough in these. These are very emotional games, especially for a team like the Streaks that got hot there at the end of the season, had a lot of emotion going, seemed to be coming together as a team, and then to watch the other team continue to just put up points. Coach had conceded the game with about a little over a minute left to go. He had brought in the freshmen and sophomores who don't see a lot of varsity time. And Coach Hoover had his kids out there playing, and they were stealing the ball.
Neely was still in there.
Yeah, Neely was in there. She was stealing the ball. Victrice Jones made two steals when the Streaks seemed to be just trying to slowly let the game fade away. And they went down for breakaway layups. That's the time of the game where they should just be holding up, let the clock run out.
Well, the Streaks the other night against Geneseo had the big lead, the 20-point lead at the end of the game. They would actually pull the ball out. They would get it inside the foul line a couple of times and would pull it out, but not so tonight with Rock Island. And, of course, what goes around comes around. Massey will remember that next year, and we'll see some of the same stuff. If you've been following the Peoria Journal Star, the feeling about Peoria Limestone and what's been going on there is very, very hostile. That coach over there has apparently been running up scores in games, playing with illegal players, and he has been sanctioned, and the school has been sanctioned by the IHSA. And I love that superintendent's comment in the paper this morning at Limestone saying, well, we didn't think we did anything wrong. Yeah, right. You've got three players on your team who transfer in from Peoria and they're not even living in the district, give me a break. Now, that's not the case here, but the thing with Rock Island is that they started the season a week early and then played a scrimmage against an Iowa school, which is illegal according to IHSA rules, and supposedly they were put on probation for it, but nothing really happened. In fact, they're hosting a regional. They're cutting down the nets right now. So you always wonder about tournament time, about the Illinois High School Association. And I do like Marty Hickman, and you know, I've worked for him at the United Center announcing the Super Sectionals for a long time. But I tell you what, you got to wonder about what's going on with this Rock Island team. We're just talking a little bit about the end of the game, a little bit classless there at times, huh?
Well,
you want to comment on that? I saw you walk down and talk to the principal, and we were talking about it, the fact that they called the timeout.
I mean, I don't want to. I probably shouldn't have said the things I said to him, but let's just say it's in terms of saying respect, that's not one of the issue, the sentiments I'd have at this point with things. But with our kids, unfortunately, things didn't get started right for us, and we just never, you know, their quickness didn't allow us ever to get back into things.
You got outscored 18-6, but the rest of the game, well, at least second and third quarters, were pretty even.
Yeah, they came out, and, you know, we didn't have an answer for what they did offensively because we couldn't defend their posts inside, and when we played zone, we, you know, couldn't get their outside shooters.
Yeah, Neely hit four threes in the first
half. Yeah, big game steps up and does it. You know, it hasn't been a trademark of their team during the season, but she did it when they had to.
Coach, offensive rebounds again, and I think that kind of can be attributed to you going into that zone. It's tougher, obviously, to rebound out of a zone.
Yeah, I thought, you know, at least we didn't give up second shots there and stuff. And I don't know, you know, it's just, the problem is you get down and then you play a 2-3 zone and then the game gets slower and slower. And you know, we weren't, you know, it's kind of offensively we were in disarray because we realized that you get I think that we understood, like, that we had to look to drive, but then what we did is we just became helter-skelter offensively and didn't make them really have to defend us at all.
Did you think the youth, the fact that you had so many young players in there in the first half or first quarter especially, and nerves kind of played a factor? I mean, only one field goal in that first quarter, and that was by Jamie on one of her drives.
I couldn't hear you. You're saying,
do you think that the youth and the nerves had anything to do with the?
I don't know. I just think they came out with a good game plan of pressuring us and got us out of any rhythm. And then, you know, you look, we just, you know, what could go wrong went wrong. Like, I think, like, there was one, we had one play where we went to the Jamie went and it did everything but fell through. And, you know, it just, we got us down and we struggled then.
It was a season of highs and lows, wasn't it?
It was, but. You know, I think the last 2 weeks, you know, I think we've had, you know, sometimes what happens is, it's a matter of you got to get everybody, everybody says you got to get them on the same page. And sometimes with young kids, you got to get them reading the same book with you to start with. And I think we're headed in that direction.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you so much for all your cooperation all year. It's been fun working with you and fun watching the girls.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's a long season, it seems like, but then otherwise it just seems like, boy, it ends so sudden that it makes it seem kind of quick, too.
It's tough.
But thank you guys for all the work you've done.
Thanks a lot,
Coach.
Evan. That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you tonight by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll run down the stats for you in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
She waltzed into my office with no appointment and glanced around at the mess. I sat up straight, tightened my tie, and looked her in the eye.
You're the man with the button, right?
Yeah, so what, I said, as she reached for her purse, then she flashed three shiny envelopes my way.
Pick one, big guy.
I tore open an envelope while she leaned over my stale coffee. 200 smackers. That's a lot of dough, doll.
Bet your button it is.
Then she vanished.
You never know where the button spotter may be. For button locations and winners, visit WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, our final stance brought to you on WGIL by Hungry Hobo. North Henderson in Galesburg, you've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. There's still time. This is WGIL Galesburg. Let's run down the stance. The Rock Island Rocks continue. They will go to the sectional and play at 8 o'clock on Monday against either Peoria Central or Peoria Richwoods. They were led by Shatoya Burnett, 21 points in the game for Shatoya. Mimi Neely had 16, including 4 3-pointers. Megan Sheely had 10. She had a 3-pointer in the game, was 3 for 4 from the foul line. 10 also for Genesis Johnson. 2 points in the game for Triona Roberts. Amy Myers had 2. 2 for Raven Morrow, and Triona Roberts also with 2 points. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring by Shelby Pacheco. Pacheco with 14 points for Galesburg tonight. Jamie Johnson had 8 points coming off the bench for the Streaks. Sarah Baker was 7. 6 for Jessica Howard. 3 points in the game for Bailey Boyer. 2 points in the game for Maddie Boyer, and Kat Mangieri and Sadie Hamilton had 2 points each. It was 18-6 Rock Island at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Streaks 16-15 in the second quarter to lead it by the score of 34-21 at the half. Galesburg outscored them, though, in the third quarter, 16-15, to trail by 12, 49-37. But the Lady Rocks outscored Galesburg 16-7 in the fourth quarter to lead it 65-44.
Well, key stats, Jim, rebounding-wise, the Streaks got out-rebounded 27-16. But as we talked with Coach, got into a 2-3 zone at one point, and it's tough to rebound out of that 2-3 zone. Turnovers not as bad of a story as we've seen this year. 17 turnovers for the Streaks, so they kept it under 20. And as you know, Jim, after that last game, Coach said that they're just a 20-turnover team. So.
He said that to us, didn't he?
Yeah, so they did a better job in this game. Unfortunately, 13 points off turnovers. However, 4 of them right at the end there by Triona Roberts on steals after the game was well out of contention. But the Streaks played pretty well. Pacheco had 6 rebounds. Burnett really hurt the Streaks inside, not only 21 points, but she also had 9 boards. And Genesis Johnson adding that 10.7 rebounds. So it was kind of one of those games where the Streaks just could not get into the flow of the game, as Coach described, and ultimately fell out because they weren't doing anything, any one aspect of the game, that much better than what Rock Island was doing.
Well, last year we were saying goodbye to 4 senior starters, plus Steph Baker, Rachel Pendry, Kelly Ricketts, Kelly Jo Hinkle, also last year we were saying goodbye to. And I'm forgetting somebody. Who am I forgetting? Taylor Young. How could I forget her? And this year we're saying goodbye to only one senior starter, and that is Whitney Daler, the 5'6 senior. We've seen her in a lot of Sandberg games, so I wonder if she'll try to catch on out there. But congratulations to Whitney on a great varsity career. She was one who played on the sophomore team the whole year, her sophomore year, and then came up and started on the varsity last year. Had that unfortunate ACL injury against East Moline last year at East Moline, and then came back from it in record time, and then played all this year. So goodbye to Whitney Daler, but the future looks bright for the Streaks. When you look down here, Eric, you see Maddie Boyer will be back next year. She's a junior. Sarah Baker, a junior. And then Shelby Pacheco, a junior. And then we go down to the sophomore level, and Jamie Johnson, outstanding game here tonight. Jessica Howard, still a sophomore. Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, who saw action. Paige Klink, sophomores. And then Bailey Boyer and Sadie Hamilton, freshmen, along with, who played on the varsity this year. So the future is bright for this program.
Yeah, and this was a good experience. And I was meaning to ask Coach, didn't get a chance during our time with him, but it can be a good learning experience for a team, even though it's a loss and it's a tough loss. These, you have a lot of kids on this team that are freshman, sophomore, that this is going to be their first taste of it, and it's going to leave them wanting more. They're going to understand what the importance is to work that much harder and the kind of things they need to do to improve to get past this level. This is kind of one of those points in your varsity career for those freshmen, sophomore, that they're going to take and they're going to remember and know that we have to improve this thing and this thing to get that much better individually so that the team gets better.
We'll take a break and be back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East May Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team goes for its fourth win in a row tomorrow night at first place Moline. Join us for pregame coverage from Wharton Fieldhouse at 7:10 on WGIL.
Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is Shelby Pacheco. What a third quarter she had tonight. She had 10 points in the third quarter, 14 points on the game.
Yeah, and 14 total points, 6 rebounds. Shelby had a very good third quarter, and that's kind of what helped the Streaks get back into it. Unfortunately, just not enough in this game. But Shelby, Jim, I would say of anybody on this varsity team, seemed to be one of the players that has grown the most throughout the season. I mean, we were starting the season, she was barely getting 4 or 6 points in a game and really learning the ropes. And by the end of the season, she was one of the key cogs.
Well, she's a great kid, and she'll be back next year. We want to thank Evan Massey and Jackie Howard for all of their time, taking all that time to with the interviews, especially Evan talking to us before and after the game, and Jackie Howard speaking to us at halftime every game this year. We also want to express our appreciation to Ralph Henning, the athletic director at Galesburg High School, for making our visits there so effortless, and to the principal at Galesburg High School, Dr. Tom Childs, for all of their efforts. And we want to thank the people behind the scenes at WGIL, especially Samantha Kay and Chaz Pig, who have gotten us on the air all this year. And when we've had technical problems, they've been able to solve those problems. And also Rick Heath and General Manager Roger Lundeen, who are behind the scenes. Well, I guess this is it.
Yes, partner. It's been a good year, a kind of a roller coaster year. At times, you've talked about how it's been more interesting almost than last year, just because of the amount of controversy we've had and the interesting play by the players throughout the year. And we've kind of seen this team grow and to the point where they come in second in the regional.
Well, the hopes were so high last year, and of course, this year. To be honest with you, I didn't know if they could beat Geneseo in that first game, and then they did it handily, and you just wondered if they could sustain it tonight. And it's so hard to beat. Well, you know, it's so hard to beat a team 3 times.
Oh, it's kind of funny how cliche it is, but it's true. It's tough to beat a team 3 times, especially a team like this, a team that you see in your conference and you play all the time, year in, year out, that knows your system. To come in and beat them 3 times is tough, and just unfortunately, the balls weren't falling today for the Streaks, and that was the key to their last 2 victories, was their good shooting, especially from outside, and unfortunately, they just could not get there today.
I should also thank my wife, Pam Schindler-Wyman, helping us carry the equipment to and from the games. We're going to go out tonight and have dinner after this one. The final score again, it was Rock Island 65 and Galesburg 44. You Rock Island fans who are listening online tonight, the Lady Rocks will play on Monday night at 8 o'clock at Metamora, and they will play the winner of the Peoria Central Peoria Richwoods game. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.